Okay, today's daf is Tainis daf Chaf Tes. We have three blot left here in Maseches Tainis. We are on Chaf Ches Amid Beis. Towards the bottom, we are going through the 10 events that occurred, 5 on Shavas Batamos and 5 on Tisha B'Av. So we are going through exactly how Chazal know all the dates. So Shviras Haluchos we went through, relating to 40 days after Maimon Har Sinai. That is when it took place, because everybody agrees of what day Moshe Rabbeinu went up. 40 days later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to raid Shicheis Amcha, go down, and your nation has sinned, and Moshe Rabbeinu went and broke the Luchos, Takas Ahar. This is a beautiful one-liner that I think I mentioned a number of years ago in a Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, where the B'nai Yisachar says that there are only two psukim in the entire Torah that start off with the Samach. Two psukim. Saru maher min aderech asher tzivisim. That's here by the Egel. Saru maher and slachna la'avon mazeh godo chastecha. Slachna, forgive. So what's the message? Says the Bnei Yisachar. Saru maher. Sometimes we feel that we're in a cycle of chait. We're in a cycle like a samach is a circle. We can't get out. Saru maher. We keep going down and down and down, and we can't get out. And it's infinite. The cycle of chait is infinite. So Bnei Yisachar says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis is infinite. Slachna la'avon ha'amozeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis is also infinite, and we can jump on that wheel instead. That's Saru Maher and Slachna. So that's the event here that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, you must remove yourself from here, go down, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes, and he breaks the Luchos. And as we mentioned, the Diuk at the end of the Shir yesterday, he only broke it after he saw what was going on. He trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went down, right? Kasher karav alamachane vayares ha'egel vayashlech v'yadav es haluchos. As the pasuk says, vayishaber otam tachas ahar. Dafk only after he saw them, as the Baal HaMusar explained, is not just about the egel being done. Maybe he thought there would be a chance to save them with the first luchos, but once he sees them dancing around the egel, he sees them having hana and enjoying themselves, he says, that's an aveira besimcha. That's even harder and worse to get away from. That is different, right? Similar to the thought we say the Mefarshim explained the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, but Hashem will get there in a couple of weeks, where the Gemara says why were Klal Yisrael, as the Gemara says, son ehen shel Yisrael chayef kalia? Why were they deserving of punishment, deserving to be destroyed by Haman? So the Gemara says, because nenu misudaso shel Achashverosh. And the Mefarshim point out, it doesn't just say achlu misuda shel Achashverosh, it says nehenu misuda shel Achashverosh. That they get benefit and enjoyment from it, and that was the key. That was the negative key. When we do averis besimcha, not just l'teyavon, right, we were overcome by passion, by the Yetzahara, but we enjoy it, he says, that's much harder to come back. And Moshe Rabbeinu realized that the first luchos were not meant for the people in this state, and there'll have to be a second one. And he didn't even know that, but that's what he needed to do. Shviras Haluchos. One final point related to the Shviras Haluchos. If you remember, the last Rashi in the Torah. The last pasuk in the Torah is listing off all of Moshe Rabbeinu's great accomplishment throughout his life and praise of Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember the last eight psukim, it's Bechlal and Machlokas Tanoim, who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, Machlokas and Maseches Menachos and Maseches Bava Basra. But the last phrase of the Torah, Ulechal Ayara Chazaka, Ulechal Amora HaGadol, Asher Asa Moshe Leini Kol Yisrael. Or there was no other Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu that did all these great miracles. Yada Chazaka, Mora Gadol. Each of these phrases referred to something. Rashi tells us, what is Yada Chazaka stand for? Rashi says it stands for Shekibla Satora Beluchos Biyadav Ulchala Mora Hagadol Nisim Ugvuros Shebimidbar Hagadova Hanora La'ene Kol Yisrael. The last phrase Shenasao Libo Lishbar Haluchos La'enehem. He decided to break the Luchos. That was his shining moment. That was his greatest achievement. V'skima Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'dayto. Hashem was maskiv to him. The question that is asked by the Mefarshim is, you know, this was his greatest achievement, greater than Kriyas Yamsuf, greater than Yiridas Haman, greater than, what, the breaking the Luchos? So you could say all the others were Hashem, this was the only one that was him. So one can suggest that. But all the other ones are listed also, Kibbalah Satorah, Nisim Gvuros, all the miracles, he is given credit. But it's just that the last one is Shvir Saluchos. So we've mentioned in the past that maybe the Pshat is based on a Gemara about Nechemiah Hamsuni, not for now, but Moshe Rabbeinu, this was the moment he was waiting for. All the years in Mitzrayim and the desert, this is what he was leading. This was his magnum opus, bringing the Luchos down to Am Yisrael, giving them the Torah. This was his greatest achievement. And he takes it and he says, if Am Yisrael don't deserve it now, I'm going to throw it all away. I'm going to break the Luchos. He didn't know there was going to be a second Luchos. How was he supposed to know what was going to be the next step in Jewish history? But he saw the MS. He said, this is what I have to do right now. What's going to happen tomorrow? We'll be up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was willing to throw it all away. For MS, says that was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe MS, Visaraso MS. As the Blue Korach say, screaming up every Rosh Chodesh. That is Moshe MS, Visaraso MS. That is another message of the Shviras HaLuchos. Okay, let's get back now to Chavchesam Abeis, towards the bottom, and we'll get into more of the dates. So we mentioned that the Karbet Tamid was Batel, the Gemara here, the Bavli says Gemara, that's Mesorah. Mesorah that we know, that's the day that it occurred. Hufka Ahair, the day that the city walls were broken, so the Gemara says that was one of the other events of Shvasa Batamos. But Yud Zayin Have, was it really on the 17th? The Haksiv, Bachodesh HaRevi'i, B'tisho HaChodesh. It says in Yirmiyahu, by Bayis Rishon, it was the 9th of the month. Vayechezak HaRa'av Ba'ir, that the famine became strong in the city. V'ksiv Basrei, V'tibaka Ha'ir. That was the day. On the 9th day, not on the 17th day. V'gomer. Amarava Lokasha, Kan Barishona, Kan B'shnia. Well, it depends what we're talking about. Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, the Tanya, Bari Shon of Ka'ir, Batisha Batamus. Bishniya, Bishiva Aserbo. Right, originally, the first Beis HaMikdash was the 9th, and the second Beis HaMikdash was the 17th, was Shivasa Batamus. We picked the second one. Why? There's a very important Ritva right here, about a number of points. The Ritva says, on this Gemara, first the Ritva says, what is all this doing here in this Pesachta? Well, once we finished talking about the Ta'anios Yachid, so now we talk about the Ta'anios Sibor. And once we talk about the Ta'anios Sibor relating to rain, we talk about the Ta'anios that are Kavuos throughout the year, for all of Am Yisrael. And then he asks, Imkein, Lama Chazru Lithanos Asar Batevis Fagimo Batishrei. There were a couple of fast days, he says, fine, we're explaining Shavasa Batamas. What about Tzom Gedalia? That was only Bayis Rishon. So, l'chora, during the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't have these fast days. Remember the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? The Bizman Sheyesh Shalom Ein Som. When we have the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't fast. Maybe Tisha B'Av, that was the Machlokas Rishonim we saw between Tosfos and the Rambam, whether they fasted on Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni. That seems to be a Machlokas. But the other fast days, Pashas, they didn't. So why they return after Churban Bayis Sheni? If we're focusing on Churban Bayis Sheni, because that is the one that is foremost in our mind, and that is why we go by the 17th of Tammuz, and we don't go by the 9th of Tammuz, so why do we fast on Tzom Gedalia and Asar Batevis, which was all Bayis Rishon? Elavadai, says the Ritva, Lo Batluhu. Vadai, even during Bayis Rishon, they weren't totally thrown away and nullified. She Yodim Hayusha Asid Amikdash Lecharev. They knew that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. We quote this in the past from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Bo and elsewhere. But here the Ritva says it. The Ritva says they knew that even in Beis HaChazal, they knew even during Bayis Sheni that it was going to be destroyed. Elisha Hisnu Bigzei Rasam. So that's why they didn't get rid of the original fast days. They just said there's a temporary allowance not to hold to the fast days. Debizman sheyish shalom ve'ein shmad yiul esasun lesimcha. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, we're not all getting killed, so then we won't fast. Ukeshe ein shalom ve'ein shmad ratzu mesana ratzu ein mesana kidekase beduchta, like we had ve'kivan shegzeira harishona bimkoma omedes. And therefore, we have the original fast days were never batel. So then the Ritva says, okay, so why don't we go back to the 9th of Tammuz? Right? If we're keeping Tzom Gedalia and Asar Bateves, which was Bayis Rishon, why don't we go back to the 10th of the 9th of Tammuz? The Yesh Lomar, the Kivan Shechazra HaBekia. Well, this tragedy repeated itself. The other ones don't have a parallel, so we just keep those days. But this one repeated itself. Tekivat shechazra habakiya b'chodesh zeh b'shniya, I efshar shelo lehesano soleh. You got to go by this one. V'haya davar kasha sheyis'anu b'tishabo u'b'yudzayin. Really, we should do both, the 9th and the 17th. But you can't expect that from Klal Yisrael. V'kiva shechorbid by Yesheni haya, even though we do that by the Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur, they're pretty close together, but that's one daraisa, one darabana. But in terms of enacting two so close together, that we can't do. V'kiva shechorbid by Yesheni haya, aval chadosh v'chomer luhu tvei, kavu atzom bebekiyashniyah, because it's newer and more chomer to us, so that is why they made it regarding the second one of the 17th. V'yaf bitchila. And then here he has another important line. Even originally, they knew that it might, the second one, they knew there was going to be a second Beis HaMikdash, a second destruction. Gozru Hatsom Stam Bechodesh Zeh. They were Gozer a fast in this month. Velosimu Yom Misuyam. They didn't say a specific day, right? What was the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, I think in Zechariah, Tsom HaChamishi. Tsom HaRevi'i, Tsom HaChamishi, Tsom HaRevi'i, right? Nisan Yer Sivan, Tammuz. That Tsom HaRevi'i is the fourth one. And therefore, it doesn't say a specific day in the Pasuk, and that is why there's flexibility. V'ot Shekiva Shadavar Nitle Beretzon, Beretzon, Kitcherot Sesibar, V'kib Olein, B'yud Zayinbo, Aval Shara Tsom, Moshalonish Tanu, V'lo Hayal, B'vayis Rishon, the other fast days that didn't have a parallel event in Bayis Sheni, Omdim, because they rasam kibatchila, so it stays on that day, and that is why we have Asar B'Teves and Som Gedalia, which were from Bayis Rishon, with Shavasa B'Tamuz, which is from Bayis Sheni, right? It's not exactly parallel. Who made this thought famous? This Ritva, the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says in a lengthy piece that all the fast days are based on that pasuk in Zechariah, and it does not say there specific days. The only one that's close is Asar B'Teves, where it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. It uses that lashon. It doesn't say the 10th of Teves there, but by the pasuk in Zechariah, it also says Soma Asiri, which is the fast of the 10th month. But it says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, Mitzvah 311. Again, now to give a plug, there's a mitzvah shir online on the OU website, all 613 mitzvos. Feel free to listen and to take part in our mitzvah shir. But says the Menachas Chinuch right here, Shin Aleph, the Arbat Somos Halalu, he didn't have a Ritva Rosh Hashanah, Mistama. The Arbat Somos Halalu, Midivrei Kabbalah, Ein Nikva Lohem, Yom Miyuchad, Asar B'Teves, O Tishba V'Chadomeh. Raka Divrei Kabbalah Hu Al Elu Achadashim. It's on the months. Tibeteves Tamus Av Tishrei Mechuyavim Lisanos Bem Yom Echad. The Din Derabanan, based on the pasuk, is that you have to fast one day during these months. Avolonis Yached Yom Miyuchad. Rak Eze Yomem Sherotze Yuchal Lisanos Rak Beelu Achadashim. What's the raya? Yes, 10 rayas. One of them is the pasuk. Zechariah Periches. Eina Mavur Eze Yom Klal. Rak Tzom Aviv. Tzom Achamishi. Tzom Asiri. Dainu Achadashim. I'll give you other rayas. Look in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches. Pligi Rabbi Akiva v'Reb Shimon. Rabbi Akiva sover tzomo asiri hanu asar b'teves. That's the day that Melech Pavel made the siege. Reb Shimon Mayachai omer chamisha b'teves. The fifth day of Teves. But Kasha, what's the machlokas there? They both live after Churban Bayis. Which day was it? Which day did Chazal enact based on the event of Churban Bayis? So Vakasha, Dimayu Takef Lachra Khorban Kiya Dua Bamai Pligi, Puk Khazi Mayama Dabar. What are people doing? Mahayu Osin Babayashini, what did they do during Bayashini? What was the Misora in all the years? They must have known Webayashini Hayu Tanoim Beshamayu Basilel the Yeser Makapliator Vehech Shachu Adavar. How do they know? 17th day of Tammuz, the same thing. How could there be a question? So he says it must be that it's Talion Elavadai, who adavar shedivarti, that Kabbalah lo kava yom yuchad kla, rak chadashim, u be'ez yom b'chodesh sherotzim is'anim, v'chei b'yimei sasim v'simcha, be'ez yom sherotzim b'chadashim alalu, osin sasim v'simcha. They used to do whatever they wanted, and then there was no set time. Mikomakom zeh pashit. But he says, what about bezman hazeh? Once it was accepted by all of Am Yisrael to do a certain day, then we can't choose. We can't choose. For example, you know, most of the time we fast on these days. What happens if there's a nitche? Then you fast the next day. How can you fast the next day? It's not Tisha B'Av. The answer is because you're still fasting one day during those months. He says, "Ha'ina deberatzu talya milsa umidurabanan anachnu misanim bevada yimisanim bechodesh ezi yom kodei amatayinis bevada ino yotze kimidurabanan mechilas anos yom zedavka." Now that Chazal created this day, then you have to fast that day. Like he quotes the sugi, the Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel. Look, kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. That once Chazal told you to do something, then even if you choose a different day, you're not yotze, even on a conceptual level. Without, if you don't listen to the Rabbanan. And then he says, V'nirali bar, he says, what happens if you were sick? If you were sick on that day, somebody was sick and they didn't have to fast, and they weren't allowed to fast on one of the other fast days. Nirali bar, dimlom misana b'oso yom, chiyuv gomur, lisanos yom acher b'chodesh hazeh, k'dei latzeis mitzvah midirei kabbalah, v'ezi yom shemisana, yasa yidei direi kabbalah. Amazing. I said, what if you ate b'shogeg? Chiyuv alav lahashlam, a different day in this month. This buddy continues. He says, what's another raya? Well, we're going to have on today's Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? If it was up to me, I would have made the 10th of Av, the fast, not the 9th of Av. We'll get to the machlokas between them. But how does he say that? It's against the takana. The answer is, because theoretically, conceptually, the din drabanan, divrei kabbalah is any day of the month. Chazal picked it. Rabbi Yochanan says, I would have picked a different day. Again, look here in the Minchas Chinuch, in Shin Aleph, he discusses this at length. Okay, we continue. So, says the Gemara, that's how we have the 17th and the 9th, and so that Ritva and the Minchas Chinuch are the key Makoros right here on this Gemara. Fourth to last line. Sarva Pustamus is a Torah Gemara, that's also Misora, that terrible tragedy of the burning of the Torah happened on Shavasa Vatamus. Hemet Selam Be'echol, a Selam was put into the Heichol. Minolan, Dichsiv. Pasuk says, Umeis Husara Tamid, Velase Shikut Shomeim, when the Tamid was removed and a disgusting thing was placed. As we say, that's an allusion to the tzelem. Says the Gemara, v'chad havi, there was only one. V'aksiv, v'al kenaf shikutzim mishomeim. It's a double lashon, plural lashon. There was more than one. Amarava treyavi, really there were two that were put in there. V'navo chad al chavri, one of them fell on the other one. V'tavri liliyade, and broke its arm. It broke off one of the idol's arms. V'ishtakaktavi kasiv, and it was found that it was written on it. An savis l'charu v'besa. You tried to destroy my house. Yadcha ashlemisle. So your hand was paid up from it. Meaning there was a special miracle that it was written on that idol. This sarcastic type of statement. I broke your arm because you tried to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, fine. Those are the five tragedies of Shavasa V'Tamuz. Next, B'Tisha B'Av, Nigzar Al Avoseinu. Now Tisha B'Av. Earliest one in history, Shelo Yikatzu La'aretz. The Meraglim came back, and the Gzeira of not going into Eretz Yisrael the night that they cried was Tisha B'Av. Minol, and how do you know that? So again, let's do the math. Tichziv, Vayhi b'chodesh harishon, b'shana hashenis, b'echod l'chodesh, hukama mishkan. What day was the mishkan built? The first month of the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, V'yomar Mar, Shana Rishon Asa Moshe Asa Mishkan, that first year, Shnia, Hekem Moshe Asa Mishkan, V'shalach Meraglim. And the second year was when he sent the Meraglim. So let's figure out what day did he send them, and what day did they come back. V'ksiv, V'yhi Bashana Hashenis, B'chodesh Hasheni, B'esrim B'chodesh, on the 20th day of Iyar, it was the second year, on the 20th day of Iyar, Na'aleh Ha'anan Me'al Mishkan O'edus, the cloud went up. V'ksiv, and they started traveling. V'yisu Me'ar Hashem, right, Pasuk in Ba'aloscha. They started traveling from Har Hashem. They were at Har Sinai for 11 months. They're at Har Sinai from Sivan through Iyar. They were there for 11 months, and they started traveling. V'yisu Me'ar Hashem, Derech Shloshes Yamim. They traveled for 3 days. So the 20th, 20, 21, 22, the 22, and so it says they travel 3 days. Amar b'char bar chanina, oso ayom soro me'achre Hashem. And that day they already, 3 days after, they already ran away. They turned from behind Hashem. Right? Rashi says the word mehar could also be read maher. Right? It was very quick. They left. Like Tosfos, the Gemara says in Shabbos, and Tosfos says there, ketino kaborech mebeis hasefer. Rashi quotes this in Parshas Va'aloscha. They ran away like a child running away from school. So many rules. I've had it. I don't want any more. So they ran away. V'ksiv, v'ha asaf sufa sher b'kirbo isavu tava. The Bnei Yisrael had a desire. V'yashuva v'yivku gam Bnei Yisrael. V'gomer, and they cried. Right, all on this day. On the third day after they left. V'ksiv, And what did it say? Hashem gave them, right, the meat archodesh yamim, till it's coming out of their nose for a month. So a month after this complaint, Tahavi Lahu Esther Vitarta Besivan, right? We went from the 22nd day of Iyar, a month, to 22nd day of Sivan. That's what we're up to. Viksiv. And then what happens at the end of Baloscha? We have Miriam. Story of Miriam. So she says Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, Vatisaga Miriam, Shivas Yamim. So seven more days tack on. Tahavi Lahu Esther Vitisha Besivan, 29th day of Sivan. That's what we're up to, right before Rosh Chodesh. Viksiv, and then we have, what's after right? Balos Chashlach. Shlach Lecha Anashim. So Moshe Rabbeinu sends out the Meraglim. Vitanya, Be'esem, Vitisha B'Sivan, Shlach Moshe Meraglim. On the 29th day of Sivan, he sends them out. Viksiv, and how long were they gone for? Vayashuv, Mitar Aretz, Miketz, Arboim Yom. 40 days. So they come back 40 days later. On Tisha B'Av, says the Gemara, not exactly. Hani Arboim Yom Nachi Chadavi. Tisha B'Av is 39 days later. Not 40 days later. 40 days would be too far. So Amar Abaya, Tamus, Daishasa, Malyuha, Malyuha. Tammuz that year had 30 days. Tammuz had 30 days, and therefore 40 hits, we'll see, really hits the 8th day of Av, not the 9th day of Av. That's what we want, because that night they're going to cry. So they come back on the 8th day of Av, after 40 days. Dichsiv, why not HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrange it that Tammuz was a full month, 30 days? Kara alai moi lishmar bachurai. First perek in Eicha, a call upon me, a time to break my bachurim, to make my young ones. What does that mean? So Tosfos says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it, that it was all going to be on Tisha B'Av. But this was the day that was already has mazel, as we'll see by the Sermon on Amud Beis, has a certain nitiya to tragedy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to have it on a different day, so he made it all work out to be, as we will see, on Tisha B'Av. Viksiv, Vatisakol Eid of Einu Eskolam. They all cry. They came back on the 8th of Av, and all the Eid hears about this, besides Yeshua and Kalev, and they lift up their voice. Vayivku Aam Balayla Hahu. And they cry. They cry. Remember, we had one time earlier, right? We had at the end of the first parak, back on Yudalad Amud Beis, we had the reaction of Moshe and Aaron and Yeshua and Kalev to the Meraglim. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara said, Lo hakol bikriya, velo hakol binefila. Not all tefillos are answered with tearing clothing, and not all tefillos are answered with nefila. Moshe and Aaron binefila. They fell. Vayipo Moshe v'Aaron al pneihem. That was in reaction to the Meraglim. Yeshua v'Kalev bikriya, dechsiv, Yeshua binun v'Kalev binefila, karu bigdehem. That was their reaction to this. But what was Am Yisrael's reaction? And they cried, Vayifku Am Balayla Hahu. On that night, on the night following, when they came back, which was Tisha B'Av. Amar Abba, Amar Ab Yochanan, Oso Laila Tisha B'Av Haya, Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atem B'chisem B'chia Shalchinam, V'ani Koveya Lachem B'chia L'Doros. You cried for nothing. You cry for a chinam, for no good reason, right? You didn't have bitachon, and I will give you something to cry for. So that was all first tragedy, the meraglim and the gzera. The gzera, right? Not the meraglim happened, as we see on the 8th of Av, but the gzera, right? What's the language of the Mishnah? Language of the Mishnah that we had, beginning of the parach of Avim Abayz, the Mishnah says, what was the gzera? The gzera was, the reaction was the Avakadosh Baruch Hu was on Tisha B'Av, right? The Gzeira was on Tisha B'Av, not the actual Meraglim coming back. So as we note, Avakadosh Baruch Hu did not forgive Am Yisrael for the Meraglim. He did for the Egel. One might say, well, once the Meraglim came along, the Egel was Choser V'Neor. But really, he forgave them. He was going to destroy them by the Egel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and Moshe Rabbeinu davens, and he saves the day. By the Meraglim, he also saves their lives, temporarily. Right? Hashem wanted to destroy them. And HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu, his tefillah helped. But as we know, Chazal, the Torah points out, that for the Meraglim, really, there was no full kapara. Mashenki by the Egel. Why? Why was the Meraglim so much worse than the Egel? You would think the Egel is a Avodah Zarah. Egel is against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Meraglim, yeah, it was also against Hashem, but it was more of an indirect way. Right? So why was the Meraglim so much different? That's the Meshach Chachma in Parshas Beshalach, on the Pasuk V'hamayim lohem choma, where he says, we haven't quoted this in a long time, Hisbonein bedarkei haTorah. Think about the ways of God. Nira, ki b'mitzvahs shimiyos, or the laws of the Torah. When it comes to what he calls mitzvahs shimiyos, what we would, kamo, avodah zara v'arayos, yesh kares v'skila v'sharmisos umalkus. When it comes to, we might call a mitzvahs ben adam lamakom, when it comes to laws between us and Hashem, there are very serious punishments. Avodah zara, alright, get skila, kares, other mitzvahs bezdin. But when it comes to other mitzvahs, lokein bini musios umidos, when you have averis that have to do with midos, and ben adam lachadero, like lashon hara, and rechilus, and gezel, and geneva, and ona'a, there's no malchus. It's lav anita klase, lav anita latashlumin, and there's no punishment. Just give back the money or nothing. Lashon hara and rechilus. So that's on the one hand. But step two, that's only when it comes to a yachid. Ulam zed dafkid bi yachid ha'osa. Aval emat zibur nishchasin. When it comes to a tzibur, so then Hashem is more upset by mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro than he is by ben adam l'malkoms. Bazem matzonu lehefech. He goes to Yerushalmi in Meseches Peah. Doro shal David, kulam tzadikim hayu. The generation of David were all tzadikim. Va'al yidei shahayu behem diltorin, because they had tattletalers, malshinim, in that generation. Are you know flim bimalchama? Right? They weren't always successful. Dor shal Achav, ov the avodah zara hayu. Their Achav was terrible. Ov the avodah zara. Va'al yidei shalo hayu behem diltorin, are you yordim l'machama u'menatzchim. But they always won wars. Why? She'im atzibur nishchasim b'avodah zara v'yarayas. If a tzibur is avodah zara, it still says, ha'shocheni tam b'toch tumasam. Pasuk says in Vayikra, Avo binimusios umidos lashonara machokas. When there's machokas, when there's lashonara, when people are raising themselves above others, Hashem says, I'm not interested in being near you. Roma al hashamayim kaviyachol salek shchinascha mehem. That is why, says the Meshech Chachma, a number of points. That is why the first place of Mikdash was the big three averos that avodah zara gilirayis shvichas damim. Shvichas Adam doesn't really work out. But, Ubim Mikdash Sheni, why Oskim Batarav Mitzvahs? Vigilas Chasadim, Mani Macharav. Why was the first bias based on Mikdash that it was only for 70 years? And this was almost been 2000 because of Sinas Chinam. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't stand Sinas Chinam amongst Am Yisrael. Shkula Sinas Chinam, Kineged Shalosh Averos. That's what he says. And that's why also, the Mabdor Amabo, right? They did all the Averos. But what was the final straw? Gezel. Gezel when they violated. And then he says at the end, he says, that's the difference between the Egel and the Meraglim. The Egel, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mochel. Because he could deal with that on its Zebra level. Matzanu shal ha'egel shayachet b'avodah zara mochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lohem v'nisratza lohem avo Meraglim shahaya lashon hara v'kafui tova. It's also against Hashem, but it was a Ben Adam HaChaveru type of midah. Related about having gratitude, recognizing what others do for me, lo machalahem. V'nigzar b'midbar hazeh yitamu. Says that's what he says. That, what does that have to do with Bishalach? It talks about v'hamayim lohem choma. Choma is chema. They all started fighting in the Yamsuf, and that was what was so terrible. Okay, second wide line. So that was all meraglim. Chor v'bayis barishona. The first base of Midrash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Dichsiv. The pasuk says in the end of Malachim. Uva Chodesh, right, we have the same story, if you remember, in the end of Malachim and in Yirmiyahu. Both stories, parallel story. Uva Chodesh, HaChamishi B'Sheva LaChodesh, on the seventh day of Av. Hishnas Shah Esrei Shana LeMelech Nebuchadnezzar, in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. Ba'Nevuzradon Rabat HaBachim, Evan Melech Bavel, Yerushalayim, Nevuzradon came to Yerushalayim, Vayisrav Ezbez Hashem V'chulu. He burned it. Viksiv, Uva Chodesh HaChamishi B'Sheva LaChodesh. But here it says, in Yirmiyahu, it says, in the 10th day of the month. So was it the 7th day or the 10th day? Hishnas, Chas, Reishan, Lamelech, Nebuchadnezzar, or Nebuchadrezzar, Melech, Bavel, Bonavuz, Radin, Rabat, Tabachim, Amal, the Flame, Melech, 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 Yerushalayim, Vechul, Vegomer. There it says Vegomer, right? Because it's a Pasuk, as we said. Sukkim get Vegomer. Vitanya, E.F. Shalomar, Beshivashak, Kfar Nehmar, Be'asor. V.F. Shalomar, Be'asor, Shakfar Nehmar, Beshiva. Was it the 7th? Was it the 10th? Haketzad b'shiva nichnusu nachrim laheichal, on the 7th the nachrim went into the heichal. That's when it started. The achlu, they ate. The kilkulubo, and they did disgusting acts there. Shvi'i v'shmini. V'tshi, on the ninth, samach l'chashecha, as it was getting dark, hitisibo asar, they lit it on fire. Vaya dolek v'holech kol hayom kulo, and it burned the whole day. Shenamar oy lanu kifana hayom, woe to us, because the day has passed. Ki natu tzil le'erev, the shadows of the erev have come. V'hainu ta'amar, Rabbi Yochanan, and it burned the whole day into the next day. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Ilmale ha'isi ba'oso hadar. If I lived in that generation, lo kavatev ela ba'asiri, I would have made it on the 10th. Mibnei she'rubo shel heichal bo nisraf. Because that is the day that most of the heichal was burned, I would have done it on the 10th. V'rabbanan aschala de paranusa adifa. The Rabbanan say, no, you go by tchilas ha'paranus. Right, so the machlokas is, you go by the maisa or the totsa'a. That's how the achronim explain this. The rabbanan say you go by the maisa of burning. The maisa took place earlier on the 9th. Masheki Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you go by the totsa'a. And therefore, he would have made it on the 10th. Right, the marsha here says, but they cried on the 9th. They cried on the 9th. Don't we mourn that? Right, like we said, b'chiyah l'doros. So the Sfesimus explains. He says, no, that we were crying for the Sreifa also. We're not just crying for what they did, for that they cried. Okay. There is, and again, this is one of the rayas that the Menachas Ledach brings. How could Rabbi Yochanan suggest this? That it's going to be a different day, right? The 10th. Chazal made the 9th. What is he? If I was there, the answer is because it's a din in the month, it's not a din in the day. And you're right, he follows the Mesorah that once they made the 9th, but he says it would have been better in his view to make it on the 9th. The discussion that all the Achronim have here, it's not a Rishonim, it's not a Rishon type of question, but it's an Achron type of question. All the Achronim ask here, Rabbi Yochanan says here that what? He would have made it on the 10th, because that's when most of the burning took place. Wait a minute, don't we know, Maseches Baba Kama, there is a Machlokes in Maseches Baba Kama, when somebody lights a fire, what is it considered? And it spreads. Is it considered like my money? Like my property spreads? Like my animal that went and did damage? Esho mishum mamono? Or do we say, no, when I light a fire and it spreads, it's as if I shoot an arrow into the other person's property. Esho mishum chitzo, or mishum chitzov. Is my fire like an arrow shot? So there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And we pass like Rabbi Yochanan says, esho mishum chitzov, like your arrow. So what's Rabbi Yochanan talking about here? I would have said it should be the 10th, not the 9th, but he holds Asia Mishum Chitzav. So it's like your arrow. So don't you go by when the arrow was shot? And they add on in the question the famous Nebuki Yosef. The most famous Nebuki Yosef in all of Shas is on this sugya. When the Nebuki Yosef asks in Baba Kama, Daf Yud and Daf Arif, how can a woman light Shabbos candles according to Rabbi Yochanan? If you say Esha Mishum Chitzav, whenever you light a fire, it all is attributed back to that Maisa of lighting the fire. So when a person lights a fire at T1, at T2, when it burns the other person's property, it's attributed back to me. So how could a woman light Shabbos candles? Right? The Maisa, it's like she's lighting fire on Shabbos. She's doing Sreifa Hadlakas, a Malach, a Mavir. How could she light Shabbos candles? That's the kasha of the Nebuki Yosef. And what's his answer? And again, all the Achronim is one of the major sugis in Baba Kama. But again, this is the most famous Nebuki Yosef in all of Shas. It's very subjective opinion, in my opinion. V'i kasha l'cha. Imkein. Maybe there's others out there that other people would suggest. Heichi sharina nimcha sheicha. L'halakas neiris v'alakasa. Holechas v'nigmeris b'Shabbos. How could a woman light Shabbos candles? Right? Ki'ilu hiv'ira hi ba'atzma b'Shabbos. Right, as if she lit it. So what's the answer? You know there's an answer to this question. The answer is, when, says the Nebuki Yosef, when we say Eshem Shem Chitzav, it doesn't mean that it's as if she's lighting it every second of the time that it's lit. It just means that whenever it is lit, the action is attributed back to her at T1. It's not as if she's lighting it at T2, but it's as if everything that happens later, it's as if it happened already earlier. So, now we have the question. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say, Lishitaso, why would he say that he would have fasted on the 10th? According to the Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Nebuki Yosef, what's the pshat? That anytime you light a fire, it's all attributed back to the first moment. So here, it's attributed back to the 9th of Av, when they lit it. So, why does he say, I would have fasted on the 10th of Av? So, that's the question all the Achronim ask. So some say, well, You're right halachically, it's attributed back. But our mourning goes by when it actually happens. Doesn't matter what halachically it's attributed back, responsible. Kiva Chibim Mitzius, this is the Zichron Yehona son. Kiva Chibim Mitzius, Nisra Vehechal Basiri, Yishlikvo Asatainis Basiri. Because it's Zichal Lechorban, and the Chorban happened on that day. Chorban on that day, happened on that day. And others say also, that's what the Avnei Nezer also says in a tshuva, that the Nebuki Yosef means that you're responsible for it from that earlier moment. But it happened. It's not as if you did it, but it happened on those later days. Happened on the later time. Kishadonim al adavar hanidlak masai haya daluk vaday shezer rak asher befall nidlak. And therefore, even the Rabbi Yochanan says, it's amazing that he's the one that says this, but even the Rabbi Yochanan says, Eishem Mishim Chitzav, he's also the one that says, I would have fasted on the 10th of the 10th of Av. Okay, the Chasam Sofer also writes in the Shuv and Simon Laman Gimel, maybe part of the issue here is also the day that the Kedusha left. And we know that the Kedusha already left, the Shechina left on the 9th of Av. It already exited. And therefore, they destroyed, right, how was it, all the Mefarshim asked, how was it that all these terrible acts were able to be done? The Kohen Gadol goes in on Yom Kippur and he doesn't do the Ketores properly, he drops dead. Right, while these terrible actions were done in the Beis HaMikdash. So how was it in the Kodesh Kadosh? And the answer is the Shechina left already. So in one sense, yes, we're still not allowed to go in there. We're Tamei. It's Bekdusha Afalpi that the Shechina left. But there is something left there. Certain level of Shechina, and therefore we're still not allowed to go in. Okay, let's continue. That is the first Beis HaMikdash, happened on Tisha B'Av. U'bishniya min alon. And on the second one, how do we know? Titanya, Megavgalin, Schus, Liom, Zaka, Evachov, Liom, Chayiv. Because, Mistama, that's the day it happened. That is the day that trouble already started, and therefore Mistama happened that day too. Amru, Kishachar, Beis HaMikdash, Parishona, Osu, Ayom, we have a similar idea, and then the Brisa is going to say again that they must have been the same day in Bayis Sheni. Barishona Osu Hayom, Tisha B'Av Haya, right, the Bach takes out Erev, Umotsoi Shabbos Haya, it was Motzei Shabbos, Umotsoi Shviyas Haya, it was the year after Shemitah, that's a crucial line, because that helps us figure out the proper year of Shemitah. Umishmarta Sho Yeho Yariv Haya, that was the Mishmeres, V'Halavim Hayom Rim Shira, the Levim were saying Shira, in the middle of saying Shira, what kind of Shira were they saying? There was no Karban Tumid anymore, right, that was 3 weeks ago, it was Batel. So they must have been saying Shira and other Karbanos. The Gemara in Arach in Daf Yud Beis says the fact that it was saying Shira proves that you say Shira also on an Olas Nadava. Right, that's the it's the Raya. They were still saying Shira. Va'omdim al duchanam, and they were standing on their duchanum ashira yomrim. What were they saying? Va'yashav alemas onam uver asam yatsni seim. They were saying that Hashem should repay their violence. Uver asam yatsni seim, and should cut them down in their evilness. V'lespeak alomer yatsni seim. They didn't get to say it the second time. The second time, yatsni seim appears. Hashem. Elokeinu Hashem Ro Nachrim V'Kivshem, until the Nachrim came and defeated them. They didn't get to say it again. And the Brisa adds in V'Chein B'Shnia. It must be the second one happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. Because again, Megalgal and Chova Liom Chayef. You have to this is the day that is Misugal, has the Natiya, the natural Natiya for tragedy. So that is what occurred. That's our Mesorah. Then see on the side it adds in, Nechma Shohair Nami Gemara, that it happened on that day. Stop there for a minute. If you look in the, actually we have that, right, the opposite gear, so we have this after. Nilkata Beitar Gemara, Nechma Shohair, that's also Gemara. Period. Rashi quotes here, or Rashi in quotes on the pasuk of Uver Asam Yatsvi Seim, right, this is the Mizmor, this is the Shir Shal Yom for Wednesday. V'hai da'amilei b'yom rishon. Why they say it on Sunday then? It says it was Moshe Shabbos. So this is the Shir Shayom for Wednesday. Why they switch it to Sunday? Because this is what was going on. They wanted to say it. Right? Elaine ba'alma avidanafal b'pumayu. This is what they started singing about. Kidamrina ba'arachin. Pirish. Alya kina shkintagim yonosam ben uziel. Sakina tul alya. Ukamo eli. Right? What does al-ayo mean? It means to cry. Like he says, Eli Tzion, Kmo Eli Kibsula Chadurasak. He quotes the last kina that we say on Tisha B'Av. Eli is a lashon of wailing, of crying. Kelna Kamos Hashem. So in that kina, that's what we are That's what we are doing. There is a beautiful thought that Rav Soloveitchik has on Elit Zion, right? What is what we say? Cry for Zion Ba'areha, right? Elit Zion Ba'areha, kimo isha b'tzireha, like a woman in childbirth. What does that mean? So Rav Soloveitchik, oh, and then it says, ukpsula chagura sak al ba'al nu'ureha, like a psula who's wearing sackcloth, meaning she was under the chuppah and her husband died. She never got to live with her husband. So why are those the Mishalim given? And ask Rav Soloveitchik, this should be the first kina, not the last kina. Cry for Tzion, like this. Why is this the last kina? So he explains, says, when there is a woman in childbirth, try to tell her not to cry. She has to. Kamo isha b'tzireha. Tell her not to scream and cry. It's natural for her. It's her mahus to cry. She can't stop. Or this isha, this psula chagura sak. He says, that's what it has to be at the end of our kinos. At the end of our kinos, we dafka say it, because we're supposed to be changed people. We're supposed to be not being able to stop thinking about Yerushalayim. That's the goal of the whole day. Not to all of a sudden feel, ah, I finished. But it's to continue, Elit Zion Ba'areha, cry for Zion and its cities. All right, that's the Rashi quotes that Lashon from the kino. Tanya, we continue. Second wide line. Kishacharav, turn his rivers of Rasha as a heichal when he destroyed it, or Kishacharash. Nigzer, Agzer, Rabbi Gamliel, Ariga. They declare, they put a bounty on Rabbi Gamliel's head. Ba, Adon Echad, Va'amar, Beis HaMedrash. There was some Roman official that went to the Beis HaMedrash, and he had a feeling for Rabbi Gamliel. V'yomar, and he said, Balachotem is Bakesh, Balachotem is Bakesh. The man with the big nose is needed. Meaning he didn't want to say it explicitly because he would get in trouble. He was trying to allude to Rabbi Gamliel that they wanted to get him. Why does it mean Balachotem? Rashi says Balachotem is Balkoma Vitsura. Right, a great person. Why Dafka Balachotem? So the Marsha quotes the Chazal, the Zohar, that's quoted by others, that every person, all of Am Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Ravim Zelazeh, we all make up one body. But different parts of our body are more important. So certain Gedolei Adar are like the parts of the body that we can't live without. So Rabbi Gamliel was like the nose. He can't live without a nose. Can't live without a nose and the breathing that happens through the nose. So koach haneshima, that's the marsha right here. That's why it says dafka the chotem. And the Magalias Hashas also quotes a fascinating suggestion, and that is when you saw the first thing when somebody comes into a room, when somebody is just sees the tip of a person, he says it's just the nose. Just the nose comes in. It's like the tip of the person. He says, so too, you think it's just Rabbi Gamliel. He's alluding to the fact, this is just step one. Says, it's just the want Rabbi Gamliel, then it's going to be everybody soon. It's the Ba'a Chotem. It's the nose, because soon it's going to be more juice. So Shamar Rabbi Gamliel, heard about this. Azal Tashemina, he went to hide. Azal Agabe Bitsinah, this person finds Rabbi Gamliel and says to him in private, Amar Le, Imatzil Nalacha, Isis Lila Amadasi, if I save you, would I go to Olam Haba? I guess he realized, even B'shas Churban Beis HaMikdash, there was this Roman official that was inspired by Am Yisrael. Maybe he saw how they were acting under Tsaris. So he says, will I go to Olam Haba? Amar Lehein, yes. Amar Leh, Ishtavale, swear to me. Ishtavale, he swore to him. Amazing, Leo was able to swear. Solik Le'igra Nafal Vamis. What did he do, this Roman general? He went up to the roof and jumped off. He killed himself. How did that help? Vigimiri, and we have a Misorah, the Chigazri, Gzeiras of a Mischad Minayu. Whenever the Romans had a rule, whenever there was a Gzeira, and one of the people who were in the security council who made this law died, Mevali L'Gzeirasayu. They would nullify their decree. Rashi says, because they took it as a simon that God doesn't want it. Yotz Baskal Va'amra, so that's why, that's how he nullified the decree. So the Baskal went Va'amra and said, Adon Zeh, Mizuman L'Chayi Olam Haba. This Adon is going to Olam Haba. Good. Tana Rabbanan, Mishachar, Vabayis Barishona. Amazing story. Niskavzu Kitos, Kitos, Shal Pirchei Kehuna. Umavtechos HaHechal B'yadon. The young Kohanim got together. They had the keys to the Hechal. Va'olu L'gaga Hechal. And they went up to the roof. V'amru L'fanav. Ribona Shal Olam. Ho'a V'lo Zachino Lios Gizbarin Emanim. We obviously weren't faithful Gizbarin. Yi Umavtechos Mesurin L'cha. So, take the keys back. Take the keys back, Vizarkum Kape Mala, and they threw the keys up to Shamayim, Vyatasa Kain Pisas Yad, and what happened? A form of a hand came out of Shamayim, Vikibaltan Mayam, and took the keys, Vimka, and that's what happened, right? We had a similar, right, one time also, earlier in the Masechta, we had a story of a hand coming out from Shamayim. Where did we have that? Back on Daf Chaf Hey, remember the story? Rav Chanina ben Dosa, right, his wife wanted to get something in this world, and a golden leg came out. Yatsa kmin pisas yad, the yabu lechad kara de pasur de dava. This is the second time in this mesechta. We have a pisas yad coming out from Shemayim, earlier to give the golden leg, and here to take the keys. The kibalta mehan veim kapsu venavlu tochara, then they themselves jumped into the fire. Right, big sugya in halacha, discussed by Shaul HaMelech. Is somebody allowed to commit suicide in this type of situation? Valei and Konin Yishayo Anavi, and this is what Yishayo cries about. Masa Gechi Zayon, Malach Efo, Ki Alita Kulach Lagagos, you all went to the roofs, alluding to this story. Tishu Os Malea Ir Homiya Kirya Aliza, a commotion in the city that was always Besimcha, Chalalayich, your corpses, Locha Lecherev, Lo Mesi Milchama, didn't even die in war, right? They jumped off. Afakadosh Baruch Hu Nemar, even Hashem was so bitzaris. Mekarkar kir v'shoa el hahar. Right, he also cries. Okay, end of discussion of Churban. Now we get into the reaction, our reaction to this. Mishenichnas av matin b'simcha v'chulu. Right, chulu. When av comes, matin b'simcha. Amar Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis Mishmei the Rav Kishem Shemi Shenichnas Av Matin Besimcha Kach Kishem Shenichnas Adar Mar Besimcha. Right, Kishem, just like we're Besimcha, so too we have to be just like we're Mamait, so too we are Marbe. Meaning the same type of reaction, realizing it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The post can point out that Mishenichnas Av is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, while Mishenichnas Adar is not. Pashtus, why? Because Mishenechnas Adar doesn't create any new halachas. So that's why it's not quoted. Shulchan Aruch is a halachic sefer. Mishenechnas Av creates certain halachas. And that's why it is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Amra, Papa, Hilkach, Bar Yisrael, de Isle Dina Badi Nachri. That's why a Jew who has to do a Din Torah with somebody from another nation, Lishtamet, Mine, Ba'av, the Rea Mazle, try not to do it in Av, because it's not good mazel. Valimsi Nafshi Ba'adar, try to get him to do it in Adar, de Bari Mazle. Then your mazel is strong. Ritva has a two-liner here. Crucial. This is a quotable Ritva. Ritva, Chavtes, at the end of Mesechus Tainas, Ritva says, what does this whole Gemara mean? Ain mazel Yisrael. Ain mazel Yisrael, says the Ritva, that's only for 10 months out of the year. But when it comes to 2 months, Aval b'shnei chadashim elu, yesh mazel, shekei nigzar aleinu min hashamayim. Wow. And then he says, ve'efshar o de'bemazel lav dafka, ela ha'gzeira kari mazel b'lashem b'nei adam. Okay, that is the Ritva. Ain mazel Yisrael might not apply fully in these 2 months. Weiter, laseis lachem acharis v'tikva. This is a pasuk talking about Golas Bavel, Amr, view the braid of Shmuel Bar Shelas. Mishmei the Rav, elu tekala meklei pishton. What does it mean that there's hope even in the tragedy? That there's palm trees and there's clay pishton, meaning there's clothing and dates in Bavel for you to take part in. So once we have a couple of statements from this person, we have another one. Right? Yitzchak Avinu says when Yaakov comes in, Re'ei Re'ech B'ni, I smell, you're like the smell of the field. Asher Berechu Hashem, what field? Amr Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas B'Frei D'Rav Kareach Sadeh Shel Tapuchim. Like the field of Tapuchim, of Tapuchim. What's a Tapuach here? What does it mean, Tapuchim? Tosfos says, Tapuchim Kareach Esrogim. Esrogim. We've quoted back in Maseches Pesachim, that even though the modern day tapuach is an apple, probably, it seems like there are rias to this, that it doesn't mean an apple in Chazal. Tapuach means a citrus, some type of citrus fruit. Because the Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim that tapuchim should be put into the charoses, but it says that tapuach is tart and sharp. So unless it's talking about certain type of crab apples, which are tart and sharp, the minhag ha'olam is to use apples in the charoses. Okay, minhag Yisrael Torahu. But it could be in the minhag Chazal, tapuach meant a different type of citrus fruit. Super type of citrus fruit. But the Marsha also connects this, that maybe what was the Eitz Hadas, what was from the Eitz Hadas, and that's what the smell was, because the beged of Adam was given to Nimrod and given to later on to Esav, and that's what Yaakov is wearing here. Okay. Shabbos Shachal Tishrav Lios Besocha. We have mentioned that the sources for the whole 3 weeks, the source of it is in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. We have from the Shvur Shachalbo in the Mishnah, and we have in the Gemara here, Mishenichnas Av. Earlier than that is not in the Gemara. 3 weeks, for Shasa B'Tamuz, that's not in the Gemara. The Gemara is from Rosh Chodesh Av. So Shabbos and Shavuot Shachavo. So the week that Tishra falls in, Asur L'chtzapar L'chabes. The Mishnah said, you're not allowed to get a haircut or to do laundry. Amar of Nachman, Loshon L'chabes V'lobosh. This is only to do laundry and then to wear it. Ava L'chabes U'lahaniach Mutter. But to wash, just to wash my clothes for after Tishra B'Av, that's allowed. Says Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes Amar, no. Afilu L'chabes U'lahaniach Asur. That's also Asur. So also, as Rashi says, because it's considered a hesachadas from the Avelus. You're not allowed to wash your clothes, period. Amar Avashi Teda, the Batli Kasir de Beirav. I'll prove that I'm right, because all the launderers in the Beirav, they didn't do anything during the whole week. Shows, that's Asr, even Lahaniach. Masa Rav Amnuna says, I'll ask you a question from our Mishnah, Bachamishi Mutarim Nekavit Shabbos. It says that if Tishba falls out on during the week of Tisha B'Av, on Thursday you're allowed to do this laundry because of Kavod Shabbos. Lamai, Ilei Malachabes Velil Bosh My Kavod Shabbos Ika. We're talking about a case where Tisha B'Av is on Friday. Can't fall out that way according to our calendar. But if you say, when can you do laundry on Thursday to wear it right away? That's not Kavod Shabbos. That's Kavod Thursday. Ela Lahaniach. It must be to do it on Thursday to have it for Shabbos. So Lahaniach. And it says there, B'chamishu Tisharvi. Only on Thursday it's mutter because of Kavod Shabbos. Avala Shabbos Kula Asur. But the rest of the week would be Asur even to leave it for afterwards. So Raya to Rav Sheshes, Kasha under Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, no, La'olam L'chabes V'lilbosh. Really, the cases where we're talking about where you're wearing it right away. U'ksheinu Alachalak Echad. In the cases where you only have one shirt. So if you only have one shirt, Tisha B'Av is Friday, you want to wash it on Thursday to wear it now and to wear it later. Tamar Rasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishin Lo Alachalak Echad, Mutal Lachavso B'Chal Shalmoi. You could even wash it on Chalamoi, which is even more chamor, surely, in this, which might even be Nisa Daraisa, according to some Rishonim, but surely during this time. Idmar Nami Amar Rabbi Yamin, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lo Shon Alachabis V'Lil Bosh. He also says, the only Isser is to wear it after wash, avalo haniach mutter, but to put it down mutter. We're machmir in the shaila, by the way. Halacha lemaisa. Meisve, I'll ask you another question on this shita. Asur lechabes lefnei Tisha B'Av, afilo haniach lachar Tisha B'Av. Beferish, the Braisa says, it's also to wash it before Tisha B'Av, even to wear it after Tisha B'Av. V'giyut shalanu kikibus shalahem, and our ironing and pressing is like their kibus, so you're not allowed to do our gihuts. V'klei pishton ein b'hem shum gihuts, but our klei pishton pressing doesn't do anything to them. It doesn't affect them at all. So that would be mutter. It doesn't help. Tiyufta. So this price is akasha, right? So it's akasha on Rav Nachman. We hold like Rav Sheshes. That is usr even lechabes ulehaniach. Period. Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Giori Mishnei Rabbi Yochanan. Ava bishamru klei pishton emahem bishum giyutz. Ava lasu lovshem b'shabes b'shachashcha tishu alias b'socha. Even though it doesn't really accomplish giyutz, doesn't really do anything for our linen begadim, but still you're not allowed to wear it if it was freshly meguhatz. Amar Ava loshona ela lafana. This is only before. Ava la'achra mutter. All these alachas are only the week of Tisha B'Av before Tisha B'Av. But after Tisha B'Av, let's say like this year, Tisha B'Av's on a Tuesday, after Tisha B'Av is all mutter. At least after Chatzos of the 10th. V'shmuel amar afila achrav nami asr. Shmuel said, no, even afterwards is asr. If it's Shavuot Shachalbo. Meisve, I'll ask you a kasha on that. Shabbos, Shachal Tisha B'Av Lios Pesocha. Asr l'sabra l'chabes u'b'chamishi mutar b'nei kavet Shabbos. Ketzad, what does that mean on Thursday? Chal Lios Be'echad b'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, mutar l'chabes kol ha'Shabbos kula. Then there is no Shavuot Shachalbo. Right, the week before, the week after. It's mutar. B'sheni, b'shlishi, b'ravi, b'chamishi. If Tishra falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, l'fan of asr l'achra mutter. There's the kasha already. There's the kasha Shmuel. It says l'achra mutter. Chalios be'erev Shabbos. If Tishra falls out on a Friday, mutter l'chabis b'chamishi, v'nekavet Shabbos. That's what it means. Thursday is mutter. If Tishra falls out on a Friday, it's still mutter on Thursday. V'im lokibis b'chamishi b'Shabbos, mutter l'chabis be'erev Shabbos b'nemichol mala. Wow, that last line is controversial. If you didn't do it on Thursday, then even Tisha B'Av afternoon, Friday afternoon, you're allowed to wash it. And on that point, lied al Abaya. Abaya cursed the person who said that. V'temer v'acha bar Yaakov aha. So that line they couldn't fathom. But back to the Braisa. Chalios b'sheni u'b'chamishi. If Tisha B'Av fell out on a Monday or a Thursday. Korin shlosho maftir echad. They used to have three aliyas, and they had a haftorah. And the haftorah was the third one. The third one who read, he was read the Haftarah. Tosva says, this also proves that when we say there's a maftir, that means he is included. Meaning that maftir is an extra aliyah. It's not it's not the seven. Tosva says, Mikan mochiach rabbeinu tam de maftir olo l'minyan shiva. That on a weekday, we only have three, let's say on a tainus sibur. The Haftarah is said by the third person. Right, we don't have an extra maftir. really the Maftir could be on Shabbos. Okay, we have an extra Aliyah. But you don't need that. Shiva Kruim includes the Maftir. Bishlishi, right, and the Gemara in Megillah discusses why we have an extra Aliyah, because somebody's reading the Haftorah, we want to give him a little of Kriyas HaTorah also. Bishlishi, finishing up the Brisa. Bishlishi, Biravi, when it falls down on Tuesday or Wednesday, Kore Echad Maftir Echad. The Tanakhama says there's one Aliyah. Wow. Rav Yossi Omer, no. La'olam Karan Shlosha Maftir Echad. Whenever you lane, even Tisha falling out on a Tuesday, you have three Aliyos, and the third one, says the Haftorah, Tziyuv to the Shmuel, says Brisa against Shmuel. Because it says here that after Tisha B'Av, everything's mutter. Amar lecha Shmuel Tanoi, really it's a machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas Tanoim about afterwards. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Shabbos, v'chein Erev Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Shabbos. Whenever Tisha B'Av or Erev Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, Ochel v'sho, and it's pushed off to Sunday, Ochel v'shosa called Tzarcho l'ma umala shulchano, afilu kusuda shlomo b'shaito. You can eat whatever you want on Shabbos. Whatever you want on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat. Even shalashudis. V'yosel l'sapra l'chabe spirit shchodesh v'adatainis, div Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir says, you're not allowed to get a haircut or wash until Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda omer kol achodesh kulo aser. There's Shmuel's opinion. Shmuel said that what Rabbi Yehuda says, the whole month is aser. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Eino Aser Ela Osa Shabbos Bilvad. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says only that week. So either it's the first 9 days, that week, or the whole month. But you see, Shmuel has a leg to stand on. There is a Tana out there that says the whole month is Aser. Right? And this is what we paskin, that on Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, or Shabbos Erev Tisha B'Av, you could have big meals. Even if you don't usually have a big meal on Shalosh Shudis, usually you just have a minimal meal, you can have a big meal. The Rush here discusses that. Also, what about the other? What about Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? There's no Avelis B'Av for Hesia. What about Betzina? The Isra of Tashmish Shamita. Is that Isra, does apply on Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos? So that is a machlokas, 2 days here in the Rush, and it's a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. Chabad the Ramah in Tav Kuf Nun Dalid. Tav Kuf Nun Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch is Meiko. Im Chal Tishuva B'Shabbos. Mutter B'Kulon. Afilo Tashmish Amita. Ramah says V'yesh Oshrin V'chein Noagin. It's the 2 days in the Rosh. And of course, if there's any din, if it's Lel Tvila or something, that of course overrides the Minog. Right? Because this is more of a Minog and an inappropriate rather than Isser. But everything else regarding that Shabbos is mutter, because it would be available for Hesia. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue with the last two blot in Maseches Tainis coming up.